So you were back playing for Gloucester in the 46-7 season.
I think that was the first time I started, yes. I think that would be it.
Yeah, yeah. Where one of your fellow players was Gordon Hudson.
Yes, I played
Tell
with
us
Gordon.
About Gordon.
Played with Gordon many times. I can remember all the people I played with mostly. Willie Jones, Gordon, Danny Evans, who played once for Wales. D.D. Evans at scrum half. He was a master at the Thomas School. Quite a character. Quite a character, Danny. He played once for Wales and then got his drop. And he always said, it's a good job they dropped me. You'd have never heard of the great Hayden Tanner, because he took my place. Otherwise, I should have been keeping him out. Danny always says that. That was his one claim to fame, that his place was taken by Hayden Tanner, who everybody, of course, has heard of, as the great Hayden Tanner. And somebody else who was a very fine player for Gloucester in those days was Ken Daniels at centre.
Right.
Very fine centre was Ken. Very fast centre.
Right.
Very fast centre was Ken. Yes, there were some very fine players.
Well, let me put the list of players in that season. It's down the bottom there.
Billy Johnny Thornton was another very good player.
Right.
Jay Thornton, yeah, Johnny Thornton.
Do you remember any stories of that list of players?
Yes, I remember Willie was a very, very fine player and a very fine all-round sportsman, played cricket for Glamorgan. But I've never seen anybody before a game so nervous as Willie Jones always was. That is surprising, because you'd have thought with all his experience that he had, and a tremendous experience of playing both rugger and cricket. He used to finish playing rugger when he had to go off and play cricket the last few games of every season. He never played because he'd gone to play for Glamorgan at cricket, either getting some practice in or playing, which he did, of course, for years. But I've never met anybody who was as nervous as Willie. And his scrum half, Danny, was just the opposite. Danny couldn't care less about anybody or anything. And yet Willie was such a fine player, you would have thought that how nervous he was before a game that it was impossible for him to play. He was really a bag of nerves. Danny was the finest holder of a ball for kicking goals. We had to have somebody hold a ball in those days I ever had. He taught me a thing or two, because he came, and I can remember it today, quite illegal, but he got away with it. I made the hole, and he held this ball for me, 100 times. Put it in the hole, he used to say. So I put it in the hole. He put his hand over the end, and his other hand underneath it. It wasn't touching his hand, it was about a tenth or 2 inches off in both ends. And all he'd done was remove his hand, and it was still there where I'd put it. I said to him, after he'd doing this for a few games, I said, but we're going to get caught one day. No, no, he said, don't worry. I said, but we're bound to. I mean, it's so obvious the thing's in the hole, man. And it was on King's Holm one day, the only time I've ever known us be challenged about it, or at least him challenged about it. And there he was with his hand over the ball, his other one underneath. And the referee said, no kick, the ball's on the ground already. No, said Danny, it's not on the ground, I've got it in my hands. And he picked it up. Sorry, said the referee. Sorry. A kick anyway. And I gave me the ball, it was in front of the post anyway, to replace it. And you could have a free kick then, you didn't have to hold it. And that was the only time we were ever challenged. Afterwards, I said, we were an early cop today. No, no, he had no idea. He said he didn't know. Of course he didn't, the referee.
I noticed one of the other names on the team sheet at that time was Jack Watkins.
Yes, Jack. I went to his funeral about 3 years ago. Good prop forward was Jack.
Yeah.
I'm always amazed how people like Jack played. He was a sergeant there. He became an inspector later, but he was a sergeant while at Gloucester. How they could play on all-night duty, coming off at 6 in the morning, which is what the police did on a night shift, going home in perhaps 3 hours sleep, and then playing against Cardiff or Newport or somebody, or even worse still, having to get up earlier and catch a bus for 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock to go off to Leicester or somewhere.
Yeah.
But it never seemed to affect him, ever. and a very, very, very good forward was Jack too.
Yeah.
He was in the army. He was a boxing champion, I've been told. Did a lot of boxing in the army. I only ever saw it put to good use once. It was against one of our own players.
Right.
I've forgotten where it was. I think it was Coventry, I'm not sure. One of the Midland sides we were playing. And we had a chap called Bob Hodge playing for us at the time, a very good back row forward. Mm-hmm. He was manager at the time in Gloucester of the paint shop, which used to be down Southgate Street. Good forward, good dribbler of a ball with Bob. I've seen Bob dribble a ball 30, 40 yards. But he was a nib. He was a nib. And we had this game, and when the game was over, as was wont for Jack, he said to Hodge, who'd have a couple of his mates and go off for a drink after leaving the ground, perhaps an hour or so after the game, and was wont to turn up at whatever time he felt fit. Never mind you lot waiting in the bus. And this was in the winter, January, and we were in the bath after the game, and Jack was sat there and I was somewhere near him, and he shouts across to Hodgie, Hodgie, what time we leaving tonight? Long as we know, we don't mind. Bob said, 9 o'clock. You won't be here for 9 o'clock, you know that. You know that as well as I do. Make it 10 o'clock then. Listen, will you be there for 10 o'clock? I'll be there for 10 o'clock. Bob Hodge, and he goes off with a couple who were his drinking pals. We strolled back. We went into the town. I just forget where it was, but we had a meal, and surely got in the bus about 10:20. 11 o'clock came, no Hodge. 11:30 came, no Hodge. It's a winter's cold winter's night. The bus is cold because it's not running. The bus driver's there, but he didn't dare put the lights and all that on. You're not running. Jack said, well, we'll give him till 12 o'clock, chaps, and that's it. Well, it was about 12:02. He just started up the engine when they came. And they got on. We'd moved about 20 yards out of the ground car park, 20th, and they got on. Said Bob, he's getting on. He's not drunk, but he's halfway there. Wonderful skipper we got and a wonderful win today. We won, you know. Jack sat there. He said, keep quiet, Hodgie. Sit down. Sit down. Go and sit down. Well, he didn't. He come up to Jack and he said, that was a good win. Jack said, now look, go and sit down. Go and sit down. Will you go and sit down? He wouldn't. Jack got up and he hit him. Right here. He went back, truthfully, from here to that wall and hit his head against the back place where the driver sits. He went down, and I got out at Elmbridge Road, because they came down the Shelton Road. I got out at Elmbridge Road. The driver dropped me off. But he hadn't moved. He was still there. He hadn't moved. He was still there. I think he was asleep, mind, knocked out.
Sounds as though it was wise to stay down at that point.
He thought it was best to stay down. He thought it was best to stay where he was. Another story about the same chap was he'd been out drinking, it wasn't a rugby game, and he felt sick or something, going up to the air balloon on that pitch, and he asked whoever it was to stop, because he felt sick, he'd been drinking, he felt sick, and he was sick, and while he was sick, he lost his false teeth, they went in the grass, and he couldn't find them, and the next night he had to go up when he was sober with one of the chaps, I won't mention his name, one of the rugby players who took him, I won't mention no names. And they found his teeth and the next night in the place where he'd been. Oh, he was a case, Hodge. But it's two separate things. Whether you like him off the field and his ability to play rugby is two separate things.
Yeah.
And his ability to play rugby was second to none.
Yeah.
Second to none.
Yeah.